This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way to categories, the world's deadliest animals and gold digging states. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Had a couple comments on our question, what happened that wasn't supposed to happen that day. Guys, when I was seven, we took a field trip. Should have been a great day. Well, we were visiting a brand new, unopened, and unoccupied prison. Got to tour the place, and then in the beginning of the tour, they lock each of us in our very own cell.
Cool.
They opened them all back up about 30 seconds later, except for mine. My door malfunctioned. I was locked in a prison cell for hours while they tried to fix it. Needless to say, I cried and have obeyed all the laws that can cause incarceration for my entire life.
Yeah, we went to Alcatraz a couple years ago. Kids like 10 years old and kind of impressed by everything we're saying. It's a great tour if you've never done it, but at one point you can walk into the cell. They don't close the door behind you. You can just walk in. He would not do it. I said, but you want to walk in? He's like, no. They don't close the door. We're literally, we're just walking in. It's like, no. I was like, okay, then let this be a memory. You don't want to go to jail. You better be good.
As far as parachuting is concerned, guys, I broke my back on a parachute jump.
Jeez.
In Shelton, Washington. As far as natural disasters, a map I saw said the least amount of natural disasters would probably be North Dakota. But I'll take my chances.
Too cold.
I would think that the fracking might cause some earthquakes.
Maybe, but they're generally, they're under 2.0 and they're fairly contained to the area that they're doing it. But if that's the alternative is North Dakota, I'm with you. I will take my chances.
I say also Alaska. They have the worst earthquakes than literally almost anywhere else on Earth.
All right.
Yeah, who knew? And one more. Guys, I went to skydiving at that same spot in Shelton for my 16th birthday.
Yeah, that's the spot, Ted.
I know, and I don't want to hate on these people.
No, look, dude, they were great. Look, if something goes wrong, it ain't on them. I'll put it that way.
While free falling, the lady strapped to my back says, "Oh, F," in the split second between the O and the F. We passed directly in front of a C-130 military transport plane.
Wow.
Close enough to see the concerned look on the pilots' faces. I know it sounds fake as hell, but my mom was filming from the ground and can clearly see the plane cross right where we're following.
Jesus, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine even just being that pilot?
No.
Is that two humans coming at us?
Like, oh, crap.
Great.
That's a little terrifying. Yeah.
Now time for some birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
We have one birthday.
So,
guys, can I get a birthday shout out from the Dirty Germans about teaching Spanish? And some dad jokes. I love the show. Makes gridlock bearable. That from Brian.
Yeah, people are always surprised when they come to Deutschland how many people there speak Spanish. It is overwhelming when you visit Germany.
Yeah, tonight you'll be the German taco.
Yeah.
We'll be the outside shell. We'll be the meat.
Yeah, I'd like to be the meat, and I hope it's not a crunchy shell.
No, it's definitely a sausage.
Yeah.
Dad joke time. Guys, what is the difference between the black-eyed peas and chickpeas? The black-eyed peas and chickpeas.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. What? Black-eyed peas can sing us a song. Chickpeas can hum us one.
All right. See? You thought I was going to get dirty, didn't you?
Thank you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. You generally don't miss a chance.
Why couldn't the Pepper practice archery?
The Pepper?
Why couldn't the Pepper practice archery?
Hang on.
I got nothing.
Because he didn't have a quill?
He didn't have an arrow. Where does an Egyptian poop from? Where does an Egyptian poop
it's
from?
Sphinx? Harass?
Oh, very good. They're sphinxster.
Sphinxster. I thought it was a Horace joke.
Yeah.
They're sphinxster. How warm is it inside a tauntaun?
This is great.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm. I got this approved through management, by the way.
I wait a minute, Castle?
Yes.
It doesn't count. I don't
Sorry, he said, I've had to dump him on the show before.
Okay, all right, one more.
Hang on, let me see it.
Why should you never buy flowers from a monk? Why should you never buy flowers from a monk? Because only you can prevent florist friars.
Florist friar.
Hang on, let me see the other joke.
Let me see that. It's one night close to the bottom, yeah.
yeah, I'm sorry. No, I would dump that. Third
what'd you really?
Have it down.
Second to last one there, Ted.
Okay.
No, that doesn't fly.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. BJ.
Yaw's a Dirty German, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Think about let's get a contestant on the line now for your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, while we get a contestant, they're ready to play the game. Couple extra emails.
By the way, somewhere we were talking about the Germans doing Mexican stuff.
Yeah.
We brought up the hard shell tacos. Just stop it, people. Soft shell is superior.
It is, but every once in a while. Look, I'll put it this way. Most of the time, I'm going to get a soft shell taco. Maybe I'm going to get a burrito, maybe a quesadilla. I like it soft. Every once in a while, Get that hard shell taco. And I don't want them all the time, but you're like...
It just hits.
All right.
It's like a mom-dad taco. It's like the American version of what we think Mexican food is.
Right. But like
those,
I'm telling you...
Those old El Paso kits. All that stuff.
Yeah, I know. But we know better now.
We do know better, but that's why I'm saying, everyone... Look, there's a million different flavors of potato chip, and we always say it. Every once in a while, you just eat a plain Lay's, right? It's not exciting, but you go, damn, that's a good chip. And then you buy all your flavors again. Same thing with the hard taco. I'm like, you know what? I enjoy this. Next time I get a taco, it will be soft shell.
Stroganoff hamburger helper. Sounds terrible.
Yes.
Actually, it's pretty good. The beef stroganoff.
I'm just saying, the other thing, this is an example of we just didn't know. So we all grew up eating tacos like that. Yes. Now it's like we know better.
We do, but it's still good to go back to that.
Yeah, every once in a while.
I'm just saying, you order a group thing from Taco Bell, right? You're watching ball games or whatever. My mom did it last weekend. I want hard shells. And she goes, I don't like hard shells. I said, I know. And then Marshawn did it to me. And he goes, we should have just got soft shells. I was like, I know. Like, you want to get that Doritos Locos one? Because it's not Doritos dust? I can fathom it.
Right. You just got to eat those things quick.
Yeah.
Because they get soft and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to eat them there.
But when's the last time you went to a regular Mexican restaurant and said, I'll take a hard shell beef taco?
I don't think I ever have in my life.
Okay.
Ever.
Every once
in
a while,
option.
Every once in a while, Red Star. I'll get one. You can get a variety pack.
So like you get a three pack, you'll do one?
We'll do one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What they call it, the mom taco, the dad's taco.
Sorry. It's like, I thought they just called it white people tacos.
They should. Yes.
White people taco.
The white people have tacos. Ground beef and hard shells.
Or Ida.
Yes. What's this one say? What made the trip rough? Guys, when I was 14, my dance company decided to charter a bus down to Disneyland, California for a performance workshop that we're doing. Now, during the drive from Silverdale to California, the charter got lost. The air conditioning broke down, causing two of the girls to pass out. We stopped at a rest stop that was so infested with bugs that you couldn't see the sink, because it was just a bunch of crawling black things. And the driver got a speeding ticket in California on a bus that can't go over 70. It was maybe the most bizarre and awful road trip I've ever been on. That from the lovely Kaylee.
Sounds fun.
Couple more.
Those dance teams are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how does your charter driver get lost?
And how did he get a speeding ticket?
All of these things.
Gentlemen, as far as that's a bunch of quat. Gentlemen, I threw out a few quads here and there today in conversation, just for fun. Note, I'm on some cold and flu meds and feel a little numb in the brain, so that likely loosened me up a bit. No one seemed to notice, question, or care at all. So I then changed it to quotatiously salacious and said something like, I am quotatiously saliciously confident that the problem with the order will be fixed when referring to a problem with an order. I got a comment about using the big word to describe the problem, but no one questioned what it actually meant. Kind of reminded me of the lawyer on Seinfeld that made fun of Johnny Cochran. Good times on cold meds. So does that count as not sober, or maybe I just had a bit of a quat day? Thanks, guys, for all the quotatious laughs over the years. That from Barry.
In case you're wondering, quat is not a word, but we determined it sounds awful.
Yes, it does.
You're an ugly quat. They're going to get mad, but in the end, like, I did not say anything. There's nothing to be angry about because it's not a real word. Looking very quaddy.
Mm-hmm. All right, time for your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant online to pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category. Before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, Ted knows who it is.
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories today, we have the world's deadliest animals. And also we have the states that have the most gold diggers. So a divorce coaching company determined which states have the most gold diggers by looking at several financial factors. Those included the concentration of millionaire and billionaires, hourly wages, and cost of living in each state. And they combined that with the dating app behaviors and online searches for phrases like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich. So we have the 10 states that they say has the most gold diggers. And we have the 10 deadliest animals. James, so which category are you taking? On your guess, it's as good as mine.
Let's go with the gold diggers.
Okay,
gold
James.
Gold digger.
You know the stats.
Sing it, Ted.
She ain't a what, no broke.
Now remember, James, the most concentration of millionaires and billionaires. That figures into the equation.
Okay. Well, let's go New York right off the bat.
New York. Let's see. New York is on the list. It is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is number 5. That is correct.
Yeah, that's all New York City. And pretty much nowhere else.
There's a lot, yeah.
I mean, you can put the Hamptons in there and all that kind of crap. Mm-hmm. But New York City is the epicenter of money in New York State.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1-1, James. Nice work.
All right. Let's go California.
California. That would be number 4 on the list. Correct once again.
Washington?
Washington not on the list.
Ooh. That's only Western Washington.
We do have the millionaires and billionaires.
Mm-hmm. We call that area Bellevue, and then it doesn't bleed out much more.
Most of them generally have a wife make their money, then seem to dump the wife and go get it.
And then, upgrade to the later
James,
model.
Think about this. Where do people wear a lot of jewelry? It's that kind of bling. You know what I mean? It's that because that's
what I said. New York.
Well, there's other states out there.
Connecticut.
That have that fashion,
Vermont.
I think Florida.
Florida's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, let's do Florida. Let's get Florida out of the way.
Florida's number 1.
Oh, yeah.
The most retirees. Gold diggers in the United States reside in Florida.
And if you've ever been there, you're not shocked. And it explains every couple of you see.
So think flashy a little bit sometimes on these. As far as people dressing up.
I mean, could we also, because I'm thinking Jersey? More than.
What's that?
New Jersey?
New Jersey's not a bad guess, but not on the list.
Really?
Maybe Texas, dude. All that oil money.
A lot of money.
Those chicks are always done up to the nines. Texas.
Yeah, let's do Texas.
Texas is number 3.
Number 3.
Wow. Again, yes, these are the states that have the most gold diggers. The factors. They search for phrases online like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I'm the place that I go is kind of the retiree areas because that's where you're
Arizona.
That's where I'm thinking is Arizona,
Nevada, but that's only Vegas really that has
right.
the money.
Well, I think it's more Arizona,
but people own casinos there. Right, it's like 3 companies, but still,
that's why
there's a lot of billionaires.
You would go there for a reason.
Aha.
So let's go to Nevada.
That is number 2.
Yeah. Whoops. All right.
Yeah. So far you're right with number 1, Florida. James, number 2, Nevada. Texas is 3, California is 4, and New York is number 5. So you've gotten 5 out of the 10 correct. There are 5 states left. Now, I think we've got most of the dirty money states out of the way.
All right.
You know those states. Now it gets a little iffy as far as your guessing goes. But give it your best shot.
I would still take Arizona just because of Scottsdale.
Let's go with Arizona.
Okay.
Damn it. Jesus, James. That's on me, dude.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Not a bad guess.
It's all good, Ted.
Not a bad guess.
But don't listen to Ted. It's a rule. We have T-shirts and everything that say that.
So are we still on the East Coast here, Miles?
We have. Two states considered South. We have one East Coast state that Ted likes. In a mountain state.
Virginia, maybe?
Virginia is not on the list, but it should be.
But what about Maryland?
Maryland is on the list. Maryland is number 9.
Yeah.
Where's all this money in Southern Maryland? Never Montgomery County.
Montgomery County.
I am done.
Yeah. Yes. So he said considered South. Are we talking like Tennessee and Kentucky?
Tennessee's number 8.
There we go.
Never Kentucky. Kentucky doesn't have a pot to pee in.
Okay. You never know.
Yeah. Well, but right, and this is people looking up sugar daddy, sugar baby, so they're looking for richer, older dudes.
You're not
right.
doing that in Connecticut. Yes.
Right. Mountain state.
Colorado. Colorado is number 6. That is correct. There are 2 states remaining. Neither one of these make too much sense.
Just kind of.
Oklahoma.
It's not a bad guess. It's just not on the list.
What about like Illinois?
Close to Illinois. A neighboring state of Illinois.
Minnesota.
Indiana.
What?
It's number 10. I don't understand that either.
Did the 1 billionaire get married?
Is big that... money. They just don't talk about it.
I guess. I mean, here's my thing. Like, I'm sure there's a billionaire in Indiana that says, hey, I own this, that, and the other. And you go, makes sense. Indiana specific. If I have billions of dollars and I'm not specific to the state of Indiana, that is one of the last states that you would possibly catch me as
well. Now, the state with the least gold diggers is Vermont, followed by Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, Maine, South Dakota, Alaska, Iowa, New Hampshire, and Idaho.
A lot of those make sense.
The last state is in the southeastern part of the United States.
Oh, I was about to say Ohio. Southeast.
Georgia.
It could be Georgia.
It is Georgia.
Yeah. Georgia. Yeah, well, Atlanta is a massive city.
Yes, it is.
Old money there.
So here's your gold digging states. Coming in at number 10, that would be Indiana. At 9, it's Maryland. Tennessee is 8. Georgia 7. Colorado 6. New York is 5. Followed by California at 4. 3 is Texas. Nevada at 2. And the state with the most gold diggers, that would be Florida.
And you said the least is Vermont.
The least is Vermont, correct? The most is the state of Florida.
Is there a reverse term for that?
What do you mean, like the Vermont
style? Like I hit the lottery, I'm a millionaire, and I'm 60, and I marry a 30-year-old blonde woman. But they don't call me, like, he's 30-year-old blonde woman guy. And she's a gold digger.
They call you a rich old white guy, Ted.
Yeah, that's basically what they would say. All right, he's loaded.
Right, because everybody keeps saying that about the bad coach in North Carolina. What's her name? Jordan.
Yeah.
But, like, Bill Belichick, we don't say anything about him.
It's like, he knows what he's doing. You remember Anna Nicole Smith, right?
Yeah.
The late Anna Nicole Smith. She's Playboy Bunny, Playmate of the Year, all this stuff, the next Marilyn Monroe. And she marries this 93-year-old dude whose head is made of liver spots and death. And everyone in his family says, hey, man, she's only married
you. He was also
in
his 90s.
Right. He was 93 in a wheelchair. And his family said, she's just marrying you for your money. And his response, and I'm paraphrasing, was like, I know, I'm marrying her for the ass.
Right.
There's no mistake about our relationship. Like, we know what we're doing.
No disrespect to Hef. I'm sure he was a very handsome gentleman in his heyday. However,
sure. Right.
You think as he was getting up there, they still just loved him for him? No, dude.
Well, I'm just saying, right, it's always like, she's a gold digger. It's like, well, she's hot.
Yeah, so, she can.
And he's got money.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Hold on to your hats, gents. It turns out that the Do Not Track feature on your browser stops absolutely nobody from tracking your browser data.
Damn it!
Yeah, no kidding.
But come on. Said no!
Damn it!
My favorite one is when I'll see... They're always of the older friends that I have on Facebook. That post that'll come around at least once a year, like, this is my declaration to Facebook that I do not give permission for them to copy and use any of my photos or put like
you're on Facebook.
That does nothing.
That's right. You're on Facebook.
Yeah. If you have a relative though, I'd say probably 60, but at least maybe 55 and over. They post it once a year.
They do.
Really? It is a thing.
It is.
Come on. Look, if you're that old, you're old enough to know that what you're saying means nothing. You've been around the block.
And I don't know if people make money off of these social media pages, but there's so many where I will see those same people, they will share the content.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, share if you, you know, you if love your right. country, if you believe in God, whatever it is, if you're against this, like, you understand that they don't actually care about what it is that you're sharing.
Right.
They just want you to so that they get the clicks.
Shared, exactly. Right.
Even that post that says, you know, I'd copy and paste this to let them know that you don't give them permission, like, I feel like they're still making out somehow with that.
You are you're screaming at the girl behind the counter. It's like, right, but I can't help you.
Right,
I hear you.
You're right. You don't give them permission. They're going to use it if
they're
going to
use it because you're on Facebook.
Right.
You can get off of Facebook if it bugs you that much. That's what I would do.
And also, why do you think that your photos are so damn compelling that somebody's going to be like, I'm
okay.
Taking that.
That's the first thing. All right, you're not that freaking interesting.
No,
but no one has the heart to tell you. Facebook doesn't want to use you for it. You're ugly. Your grandkids are ugly. Right. Nothing you post is original or interesting. You're not interesting enough. Good yeah. God, man.
Where are they going to find other photos of your legs on a beach?
No kidding.
Right.
Where are they
right?
going to find no, we your want grumpy those ass face legs. With shades on and a backwards hat?
Really? Right. You were at right. Niagara Falls and took a picture?
Right.
Where can they possibly find that?
But, like, I count myself, but how many middle-aged dudes could just post horrible selfies?
No kidding. And it's always the same caption. Having a great time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but I'm not going to smile.
Right, they look like a bust on Mount Rushmore. Having a great time. You fooled me.
Looks it.
Great time with the family.
You know that's sarcastic.
And every photo, they've got that same face. It's like, what happened to cheese? You right. know what I mean?
You know that's why all the old photos that we see, everyone looks miserable all the time. And granted, times are different. You're like, not everyone. Could possibly be that unhappy. Well, it turns out when they originally started, you know, photographs broke big and you do photographs of the family, you were told to say prunes instead of cheese because they considered you silly or like you're a fool if you smile. Right. And that's right. why everyone looks so freaking miserable
right.
in every picture.
Also, know this.
The
they took 8 pictures from the same place
yes.
and picked that one. That right. was the best one.
That's the guy.
That's the one.
The first supermoon of the year is out tonight.
Supermoon.
Now, what does that mean exactly? It's huge.
Look up at the sky.
It's going to look big.
That thing's
it's
been
a
big
bird. It's
days.
A plane.
No, wait, it's a moon.
It's the moon.
I was at that game on Saturday in the middle of the day. I go, ah, it's here.
Yeah.
So he's like, what? I go, oh, the moon's up.
The lady and I were out walking the dog last night, and we both looked at it like,
yeah. Today is the supermoon.
Tonight is the supermoon.
So it'll be bigger than it was yesterday.
I was going to go out and get a beer tonight. Nah, I don't think I am.
Well, my plane got in late, so you could really see that thing.
Sure.
I mean, it was like it lit up the inside of the cabin.
Yeah.
If you opened up the blinds.
God.
Yes.
Nice. Well, and we're fortunate here in the middle of October where we can actually still
I
see
know.
This dog.
Trust me.
Also, it lit up Rainier. I mean, it really was. It was bright.
The moon's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy, y'all.
There's a Newsweek article of a woman that found her mother's teenage ID and came to the emotional realization that her mom went through a lot as well at the age that she's at. She didn't just have it all figured out and just crush it. Just because she saw her ID.
Woman?
That's basically what it is. She saw her ID, saw her teenage ID, and kind of put years into perspective where it's like she realized how young her mother had her, all that she was going through, having lived through that stage of her life as well. So now she puts into perspective everything that she was going through at that age and laying a baby on top
I mean,
of it.
That's fine, and that is great, and I'm sure that's wholesome, but, like, I would get it if your kid's 14.
Right.
You're like, yeah, right, there's a lot going on you don't know about, but you're saying this is an adult.
Yeah. Going,
wow, mom.
Yeah.
You went through crap, too? Like, yeah, adulthood's adulthood.
The way that story comes off, though, is just like, oh, mom was ugly, too. Must have sucked for her.
Damn.
Like, found her old ID, and I knew she had a rough childhood.
No wonder she was like that. No wonder she was a single mom.
Right? It's like, Jesus, man.
She's in everybody's phone as the bike.
Old town knew her. Didn't like her, though.
It's kind of like a scooter. Fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you doing it.
Why don't you subscribe in Alaska?
All right, put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is an E word that it means to make someone feel confused or foolish in front of other people.
Embarrass.
Ted, you nailed it.
Let's go.
Embarrass is the word of the day.
Whoa. That's pretty simple.
Ted's back on top.
I'm not sure I would have got it, but it's a simple word.
Right.
Technically, they're ones I've never heard of before.
Embarrass.
What are you trying to embarrass me? Has it got it right?
No, I'm saying that half the time he
simple
gives,
one.
He gives the word out. I've never even heard of it before.
Yeah, right.
That one I've heard of.
So it's a crapshoot. A new study found that when it comes to highly polarized situations, open communication is the best way to get through to people.
I think what I could tell these days, you're just supposed to say, you're an idiot.
Right.
But at the top of your lungs.
Yeah.
correct. And absolutely take their points completely wrong, skew it in the way that fits your narrative, and shut them down.
Or very snootily go, wow, that does appear to be a real article. I have not read that. I saw it happen at first this weekend.
Oh, no kidding.
Somebody went, what's that source from?
They went, this one?
Yeah, Washington Post. All right, I don't know about that. They said, all right, how about the Baltimore Sun? It's okay. I haven't read that.
There you go.
Sorry, why are you yelling about it?
You think the mayor of Baltimore is just waking up fast, quoting statistics, just willy-nilly?
Right, just throwing it out there? Here you go.
We can check this.
That's the whole thing. Like, I don't care if you have the beliefs that you do. Just have multiple sources that are reputable.
That is all reputable.
And let's stay on the topic.
Yes. God, don't change the goalpost when I prove you wrong.
Right.
Well, what about this? We're not talking about that. We're talking about this.
Right.
According to an
Insta, we could have won that game, but we didn't.
But you didn't. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, on this side of things, according to a new study, which has not been peer-reviewed, human DNA may be undergoing transformation thanks to aliens.
Thanks to aliens.
Yeah.
You know why it's not peer-reviewed? They said, dude, come on.
Right.
We have a job to do.
Right.
No, this is not.
Let's get through this stack of actual good stuff to get through.
Right.
Somebody said, hey, one night, an alien's going to make sweet love to you.
Right.
But you will have eternal, like, good blood work and this and that because you got alien blood.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
I think I'm with you.
I'm a railroad man.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. He's having sex with you.
Oh.
Whatever.
Right. I'm sleeping with an alien. The alien's sleeping with you.
Right.
He's got heavy palms and it's resting on your forehead.
You're the couch, not
but
the
what
alien.
If they, what if they do it differently than you would expect?
Oh.
That's, well, there's only one way I think.
How many hands do you have?
I can do it, and it is different.
Wait a minute, why are you taking your shirt off?
Oh, no. And these six other ones will watch.
Pull up a chair.
It's called German.
Parents are now booking appointments to spend quality time with their kids.
Booking appointments.
Appointments.
I do.
Spend quality time with their kids.
Yeah, but your kids are adults.
Yep. Yeah. I still do.
But I'm just, I'm just saying, I think.
With an adult.
I think with a little kid, it's a little bit different. You just.
Billy, not right now.
That's right.
We have an appointment at 7:30.
That's right.
Billy, you're not penciled in until 6:30. What are you doing in the, what are you knocking on my door for?
I have blocked out of my room. This time frame for you. But you know, that's just. We're getting too busy. At the end of the day, we're just getting too busy, and there's a lot of things that we don't do.
The Minter Top 10. The Minter Top 10.
So this is an AI overview of the 10 things that we used to do but got too busy for.
According to AI.
According to AI and all the information that it's found out there. Number 10, exploring new places. Says the thrill of spontaneously driving to a new town or spending a weekend exploring a nearby city can become a distant memory. Trips become carefully planned, and most of the time is spent focusing on the destination, not the journey.
I do more of just like, where can I get breakfast?
Yeah.
That's all. I get on Yelp and say like, okay, what's a good spot for dinner? I feel like this tonight. So I will do that, but I don't really plan my entirety. I've got one thing I want to do.
Right.
You know, and everything else I'll find out.
I have changed the way that I go about my vacations because for a hot minute there, it just became rushing to the airport, rushing to the destination, rushing to the hotel, rushing to have fun before you need to rush back to the airport and rush back to...
Right.
You don't relax at all. So same thing. Anytime that I'm going somewhere, I'm right there with you, Miles. Like, where around the area can we walk to, go grab a beer, go grab some delicious food? What's got good reviews out there? My wife, however, if we go on a trip, she, I kid you not, has a notebook full of all the stuff that we could do.
Well, it's not bad either.
I'm kind of anti that. I'm not
as long
anti
as it's not
that,
planned
it's
out.
Right. If I get a hair up my ass and I decide I want to do that, because I'm on vacation, so I'm not trying to do anything other than relax. So, like, all right, let's go do that thing you were talking about 2 days ago. But, like, don't pencil it in before we get there.
Correct.
That's all.
I heard there was a great
museum.
I know
you'll do it
town.
As soon as we land.
All right, maybe we'll go check out the museum then. But it's not, like, it's not hard.
Or you go.
Right.
I agree. I think there's, obviously, if we go on a trip, there's probably something I want to see or do. But
sure.
It is, I do thoroughly enjoy, especially if it's a new town you've ever been in.
Just walk,
figure out something. I mean, look, I just did it. It involved family. But, like, it seemed like every 2 hours I had somewhere new to be.
Right.
So it's like, it's not very relaxing.
No, you're not kicking back at all. And one of our favorite vacations, we were down in Phoenix, and we just
found out what it's like to live in this spot for 3 days.
Right.
You know, yeah. And it is fun when she's got that notebook. It is fun at the end of the day to decompress. You know, you've got a couple roadies that you took up to the room. Sure. Then you just start looking through the notebook like, should we do this tomorrow? Should we do that tomorrow?
And that's a much different vibe.
Hell
right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and she's into roadies.
Engaging in personal learning. Many people love to learn new things, whether it's a new language, a programming skill, or a historical subject. Unfortunately, structured learning falls off the calendar when your plate is full, leaving you feeling less intellectually stimulated.
Well, yeah, but that's the condition of society.
Right.
Like, right, your plate is full.
Don't have time for this no more.
Mm-hmm.
Regular journaling. As a way to process your day and set intentions, journaling can be a powerful tool. However, it's often seen as optional, and when time is short, this reflective practice is one of the first things to be dropped. No disrespect, I understand that it is a major thing. I have never understood journaling. I don't know what to write. I don't know if I treat the journal as an actual person. I don't know if I just write bullet points. I don't know what...
However you want to write would be how you write.
I don't want to write.
And then don't.
I will say, journaling... I used to do it, but I hate writing. But journaling's not as tough because you're just writing down your thoughts. As
for
opposed
to
trying to write, like, a paper for a class
right.
or a presentation at work. You're just kind of jotting down stuff.
All right.
It is fun to go back and look at stuff.
Where was I at 5 years ago?
Well, that's what I would say about Ohio State. It was years ago. But you can just see in my journal, and I write, currently watching Ohio State versus somebody. I hate Ohio State. I underlined hate twice.
Did you hate it?
Yeah. And it's like, I'm stone sober journaling on a Saturday afternoon. Just like, I should put this in there. I hate that.
Probably journal like the first 2 years I was in radio. I would just keep track because I very specifically wanted to accomplish some things. And most of my frustrations work with this dumbass mother ever. None of you guys. That came later. But yeah, just different people you worked with, things that you're like, don't ever do this thing that everyone else says it's successful because they suck.
Gotcha.
Right?
I also think it helps.
You can't share that with people.
Right. I think it helps during a breakup, too. It's like reading
before
something.
Before you send that text.
Yeah, reading something you've written out, you're kind of like, ugh.
Also remind you to not do things again.
Yep. Yes.
But I do it in my notes on my phone. Like, don't get that. That sucks.
That's right. Bad. 10 things we used to do but got too busy for. Mindful relaxation. Try unplugging and being present is a difficult skill to maintain. Activities like sitting quietly to listen to birdsong, enjoying a beautiful sunset, or simply relaxing without a device out of constant additional noise and the pressure to be productive.
I feel like I am productive if I'm not doing those things.
Yeah.
But that's just me because I write all the time or I'm going to play music or whatever. But as soon as I get home, like, I have disconnected. There is no more outside noise and I will concentrate on the things I want to do.
Absolutely.
The only interruption are the kids talking to you constantly.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
And they're not even scheduled for that time.
And again, Billy. Billy.
Jesus.
Look at the calendar.
7:30, man. How clear does the email have to be?
I put it in the living room for a reason.
Right.
That's your slot.
Said in parentheses, unless game goes to overtime.
Right.
Billy, it's in overtime.
This has been penciled in, damn it.
Right. That's why I penciled you in, jackass.
Unstructured time with friends. Spontaneous nights out, long coffee dates, or leisurely evenings talking until late are often replaced by quick, scheduled get-togethers. Your social life becomes a list of appointments to be squeezed in. I feel this. I used to spend weekends, the entirety, hanging with my brother-in-law either at my house or his, and we would play video games until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Now that is relegated to maybe 2 hours on a Friday night, maybe 2 hours on a Saturday night. By Sunday, football's on.
It's a weird thing, though, like, because there's two different groups, right? There's the friends where, you're right, as adults, and everyone has kids and all this crap, right? Mm-hmm. You do have to schedule time to see each other. We did it this weekend. Cool. Had a great time. And then there's going to the bar, where it's an entirely different set of friends, but it's always just haphazard.
Yeah.
Maybe they're there, maybe they're not, but you still go in anyway. So I found that's kind of a good balance.
Yeah.
You know, the people we've known the longest, we're going to have to schedule this. The people we've known for a couple of years, just go to the bar. They're there.
Yeah. And sometimes we can just hang out at that bar.
Yes.
Right.
I heard about you the other day.
I got another one. What's going on over there?
I came in, our buddy Joe was like, hey, man, Ted was in there with Taryn and Buddy Rob. I said, oh, yeah. Just bitching up a storm about some things and going. But that got me fired up, and I'm like, yeah, he's right. Joe's like, I should not have brought it up. And even my wife's like, you truly should not have brought this up. I'm like, well, he's not wrong,
right?
I was in a packed bar. The football game was already kicking off. Like, man, let's just get down there and meet those guys. I'm like, all right. So we get down there. There's not a seat.
Correct.
It's standing room only.
Well,
I just left two right. great, comfortable stools.
I've got good spots.
With chicken wings all around me.
My tab's open.
The TV is right in front of me. And now I'm standing in a corner.
Not eating.
With people I don't like.
Ain't this great?
Yeah.
Ain't this great?
Getting bumped into.
Cooking elaborate meals. Weeknight gourmet cooking is often replaced by simple, quick-fix meals or takeout.
I would say once a week I'll get a hair in my ass. Just to make something. I don't know if everyone else is going to eat it, but it's one of those things I'll disappear into the kitchen. My wife's like, what are you making? I go, I do not know, but I've already started making it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get a little streaky from time to time. You know, when something stressful goes on and maybe, you know, nights are getting a little bit later, like, let's do something short. But when we start thinking about it, especially when, you know, all of a sudden tax man's coming around, like, oh, let's start cooking a little bit more.
I have run into Thrill at the grocery store all the weekends. What are you making? He says all this stuff. He's like, what about you? I was like, I'm just getting hot dogs.
I know.
Totinos. I don't know. It's a nice day.
Regular exercise. While many people try to stay active, consistent and focused workouts can fall by the wayside.
It is the truth. And once you, look, I had to start doing it in May, right? I just was lazy for 2 years. I just stopped doing it. And then once you get into the habit of just...
What? I stopped doing this?
Yeah, putting in the time. It's not that hard. It's just...
Right.
It's easy as it is to not. I feel like it's just as easy to get back into the habit.
Exactly. And then this is the last thing that we used to do, but got too busy for, except for Steve this last week. Reading for pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swapping fiction for business reports or trading a book for endless scrolling is a common habit when time is scarce. You may still read, but it's often for work or quick, mindless distractions, not for the joy of just good stories. Also, the news cycle is always just insane nowadays. To where no matter what it is that you're reading, you're not enjoying what it is that you're doing.
You're going to leave it.
Oh, right?
All
sucks.
The news. Everything.
Right. Sucks.
In any capacity. So, yeah, actually, this last week, choked down a couple books. I am happy. What'd you do today? I'm like, I have put a permanent butt crevice on this part of the sofa and permanent heel marks on the coffee table because I got my feet up on the coffee table, read a book, and did nothing
else. I read
else.
Two news stories and just shut my iPad.
Yeah,
there you go.
Now I'm done. I'm done.
It's the same crap.
I'm done.
Same crap.
A woman was kicked off of a flight to Malta because she didn't have something, Miles.
What does she not have?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. And as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Nathan Remington of Yorkshire, England. Yes, indeed. He very recently had to go to the emergency room of the hospital. He had severe abdominal pain, sweating, high blood pressure, and cold sweats. Now, initially, the medical staff suspected the man was suffering from food poisoning, but further tests revealed something unusual in his digestive tract, which ended up causing diverticulitis. So now he has a permanent case of that. So what did he do to get himself in the hospital suffering all this pain? This is the dumbest thing I've heard. He ordered 6.6 pounds of Haribo jelly beans from Amazon.
Okay.
And he ate them in 3 days and nothing else.
6 pounds of jelly beans.
6 pounds of jelly beans, sent his ass to the hospital, and as they say, further tests revealed unusually high levels of gelatin in his digestive tract. Yeah, honestly.
Huh. See, typically, when I think of that, I think about like nuts getting stuck in your ear.
Things
that get into crevices. Not that you're just backed up with jelly.
But I feel like if you ate 6 pounds of anything over 3 days, you're not going to feel great.
Well, you're not going to feel great.
But the problem with this was, to your point, Miles, you know, usually it's nuts. It's the gelatin because it's almost like form-fitting.
Oh, so it fills in the cracks.
It just filled in all of his nooks and crannies.
Yeah. All right.
From gummy bears. Jesus, man. This is a grown-ass man. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yay.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
All right, you're going to get tested online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.